Hey guys, welcome to the Self-Positive Podcast. My name is Duke DeLate, and I've been a dating coach and self-development guy for a long, long time. So I wanted to start this project and deal with some of the more general issues that I have, other people have, my students have. And so today's episode was brought to you by me. And later on, I think we'll get some guests and shit, but for now, enjoy today's episode and check out the blog selfpositive.org, and you can find all the worksheets and the auxiliary materials and things. Thanks for listening, and here's the episode. Hey, what's up, guys? It is Duke DeLate, and today we're going to talk about overcoming self-doubt and believing in yourself. See, like, one of the hardest things that some people ever do is to try to transform themselves from whatever trauma, whatever bullshit they got in childhood has told them that they're not enough, or they're not good enough, or they don't have the skills or the capacity to achieve stuff. And this person, full of self-doubt and craziness, transforming that person from there to somebody who's confident, somebody who takes on risk, somebody who understands that life is a game or life is an adventure, and they can feel free to do and behave in the ways that they want to behave. Transforming yourself from a person of self-doubt to somebody who's self-assured is one of the hardest things to do. But the truth is that no matter where you are in life right now, no matter how many mistakes you made, no matter how many times you fucked up, no matter how many opportunities you missed, no matter what happened, you can totally overcome your self-doubt and start believing in yourself. Because it's a matter of focus. And so we're going to dig into this over the next, I don't know, I think 6-7 days. We're going to dig into this, where self-doubt comes from, how to put it, you know, stick it on the shelf so you don't have to let it influence your behavior anymore, and kind of how to deal with your focus so that you can step into the next level of doing whatever the fuck you wanted to do. So congratulations for hearing this podcast or reading this blog, soaking it in, implementing the stuff that's we're going to lay out over the next few days. What you do, you're going to find that you're going to be focusing on much better, more, I guess, productive or more happy-making parts of your life. And then you will, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Then you're going to be able to see different results. Sometimes results are all about focus and not about doing what you thought you needed to do in your limited frame of mind. But anyways, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, so we're going to start learning on this episode what self-doubt is, ask a couple of questions to get your mind going, to figure out, just bring some self-awareness into the equation, right? So the dictionary definition of self-doubt is the lack of confidence in oneself and in one's abilities. So this is a pretty good definition, but doesn't fully demonstrate all the problems that self-doubt can create. For the purposes of what we're going to talk about here, self-doubt is anything that limits your behavior based on the limits you believe that you have. Now, you can have self-doubt in areas that don't mean anything to you. Like, I'm 5'8", relatively thick, I'm 40 years old, I doubt that I could make it in the NBA. That is a level of self-doubt that is okay. It's not a problem that I'm not going to make it in the NBA because I don't really give a fuck if I make it in the NBA or not. The only thing I really care about when we're talking about self-doubt for the purposes of this podcast and this blog is the kind of self-doubt that keeps you from doing the things that you want to do or getting the results that you want to make. So in the lens of what self-doubt is, you don't have to take out self-doubt in your life. Like, you know, oh, I got to stop doubting myself. I got to believe I'm good at everything. I got to destroy all of my limiting beliefs. Fuck that. Just find the things that you want to do and nail down the parts where you doubt yourself that keep you from doing those things. If you want to get out of debt and you don't believe that you can, well, there are some limiting beliefs in there that are plaguing you that are not necessarily true. I had a mentor a while back. His name is Owen Cook. He runs a self-development company in L.A. He used to say that nobody's cut from a different cloth. If one man can do it, any man can do it. Now, I'm not sure that that's completely true. There's a level of luck and timing and talent and interest and passion. Like, there's all these things that go into the mix. But technically, it's possible to model somebody when they're doing something or moving in a particular direction or going, accomplishing things, creating results. It's possible to model exactly what they're doing. And if you keep the variables pretty close, you're probably going to get similar results. So there's plenty of people out there who are making over six figures a year. Now, their lifestyles and their mindsets are probably different than somebody who's making, you know, 35K a year or working, you know, in a, you know, retail or service job and have to survive only on tips. Their strategies are different. Their methodology is different. Their mindsets are different. So if the person who is working at a low-end job wants to increase their financial income, then it would probably behoove them to start thinking and implementing strategies of the people who consistently make a lot more than that. Do I think that normal people without all the exceptional luck of and skill set over years and years of wisdom and time that Warren Buffett has could ever reach his level of riches and wealth? No, I don't think so. I think Warren Buffett's an outlier. But I do think that there are plenty of people who make a reasonable amount of money, 100, 200, 300K a year, that you can have access to a whole bunch of their data and their strategies, model them, and then end up doing what they're doing. So that's just kind of an example. Like, when we're talking about self-doubt, I'm talking about the self-doubt that keeps you from doing what you want, keeps you from getting the results you're looking for. I don't really care about if you doubt yourself in some sort of weird, fantastic ability. Like, I sure wish I could levitate. Okay, well, maybe you can, but you need to go find somebody to model who has already levitated and let them teach you. If you can't find a model for it, then what I'm trying to say here is probably not going to work. Anyways, so as you're defining self-doubt for yourself, I wanted you to think about these questions. So, first question is, what are the dangers of self-doubt? Like, if you are sitting around keeping yourself from behaving in the way that you want to behave because you're afraid, or you don't think that you're going to be able to do it, or you don't think you have the capacity, what are you missing out on in life? If you wrote a 5-year plan out and you held yourself back from every situation that you doubted yourself, and instead of taking the risk and jumping forward in life, where would you be in 5 years? Like, explore that in your mind. Like, put yourself on a timeline and be like, okay, in 5 years from now, I'm going to come up against the same things over and over again. Because generally, we do. We come up with the same things, we come up against the same problems, and then we react in the same ways most of the time. It's kind of like autonomic, automated programs from childhood all in there. And, you know, if I teach in the dating field, right? So I teach guys how to develop the confidence to talk to women, and I've just recently started teaching women to develop the confidence to select their men well and set boundaries. And time and time and time again, you have to get everybody over the fear first. You got to get everybody over the... They're not used to going up and talking to people, so they won't go up and talk to people. They're afraid of rejection, or they're afraid of social reprisal, or whatever they're worried about. They're worried they're going to look stupid. They're worried they're not going to win. They're worried they're not going to succeed. And all they do is take themselves out of the dating scene. Like, dating, in its essence, is getting somebody in front of you and then qualifying them to see if they're worth keeping in front of you for longer. The whole point of dating is to qualify them to see if they fit into your life. So why would you expect every qualification? It's almost like a job interview for intimacy. Why would you expect every candidate to win? That's silliness. No, you got to go out and you got to screw up every once in a while. You got to evaluate people. Some people just aren't compatible, and there's nothing wrong with them. They just don't match you on your kind of energetic wavelength or whatever. Like, that's perfectly okay to not date people who don't match you. For instance, I travel a lot. I'm gone all the fucking time. And if I was dating somebody who really needed me to be at home, like 6-7 days a week, that just wouldn't work. We don't have similar goals or interests. And so why the hell would I want to date somebody that wanted to stay and be a homebody? That's weirdness. So I don't date those people. Nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with the way they run life. But it's okay to filter them out. So in that way, if I was afraid of dating people who didn't match me, and so then I didn't date at all, then I'd never find myself a partner. And I see this time and time again with these guys that hire me to come out to their and do seminars in their cities. Time and time again, they're just like, oh, yeah, I haven't really had a girlfriend in like 5 years or whatever, because like I'm afraid to go. But shut up, dude. Like, you have to at least try. Right? Because when you try, you start learning things. You know, they say, you know, you either win or you learn, or, you know, failure is a lesson or whatever. Like, all of that stuff is true. If you don't try at all, you keep yourself out of the dating scene. You keep yourself out of finding new people. Keep yourself out of the social scene. Find other ways to distract yourself. And then all of a sudden, you're lonely at 35 and 40, and then you let the major parts of your life pass you by. And now you've got to worry about dealing with a dating scene in your 50s, which is, you know, possible, but not ideal. Like, just get over the fear early, and then you're done. Anyways, so I want you to think about what the dangers of holding on to your self-doubt is. I also want to think about how self-doubt is affecting your life right now. Like, what are you losing out on right now because you're not behaving in the way that you want to or you know you should because you don't think you can, because you have doubt in your abilities or in the outcome? Like, just make a list. Like, what are 5 things right now that you're held back on in life because you won't take action or take risk? The next question I want you to consider is, where does self-doubt come from? Like, in general, in your life, who told you that you weren't enough? What situations can you remember from the past that sort of formulated your self-concept? That said, you're not good enough to do this. You shouldn't even try this because it's never going to work for you. People like you don't do things like this. Like, find those things in your life, in your formative years. Like, most of the time when we don't believe in ourselves, that opinion comes from somebody else. It was modeled for us. It was created by somebody else's understanding, and we just sort of passively accepted it. And then we allowed ourselves to gain reference experiences on that over and over the years. And after accepting it, we really kind of limited ourselves based on somebody else's idea. So, where those ideas come from? And I truly believe that you were born with all the tools that you need to handle your fucking life. Any strategies or tactics or things that you need to model and pull from elsewhere, you have the tools to go do that. So, I'm going to ask you a question right now to focus on what, if you knew how to overcome the existing self-doubt that you're thinking about right now over these last couple of mental exercises, how would you do it? Like, if you did know, how would you do it strategically? Some people are like, oh, I don't know if I could ever lose weight, so I'm just going to hem and haw over diets and gyms and whatever, right? But they know deep in their soul that they just need to stop eating ice cream every goddamn night and move around a little bit more, and things could probably figure themselves out, right? Like, you kind of know what to do to get the results you're looking for. So you probably know what to do to ignore your self-doubt. Now, if you're not terribly practiced at it, it's not going to be easy. I'm not telling you that this is like easy-ass shit that anybody can just pick up and do conceptually, because you know, behavioral motivation is a complicated thing. You're a unique person. It's not a one-size-fits-all answer, but just think, how would you want to overcome it? Go ahead and write some of this stuff down in your journal. If you don't have a journal, as you move forward through these lessons, these podcasts, these blog stuff, get a journal down. I'm going to be doing this every day for the next God knows how long, like years. So as you kind of settle in with me here at Self Positive and we keep moving forward on this shit, please keep an open conversation. And but keep a journal. Because, you know, I keep a journal. Like, I'm probably going to do a video on how to do that. But you can really kind of see your progress and how your mindset shifts and how things change if you do it. So write down in your journal these four questions. What are the dangers of self-doubt? How does self-doubt affect your life right now? Where do you think self-doubt comes from? And most importantly, how do you think you would overcome it if you had to? Go ahead and write down some of those answers. If you got any ideas or epiphanies from this thing, please leave in the comments box or send me a message over social. I'm all over the place. Duke Delaete, D-E-L-A-E-T. And I'll be back tomorrow with the second in the self-doubt series. And until then, fucking you're enough. Believe in yourself. And stay positive.